Vermont's hub-and-spoke system is well-regarded even beyond the state's borders for its approach to treatment for opioid addiction. Hubs are the center of treatment, and spokes are places like a primary care provider's office where someone can receive medication-assisted treatment for addiction. The idea is to make addiction treatment widely available throughout a state that's been hit hard by the opioid crisis. But in rural parts of Vermont, accessing any part of that system can still be difficult. And stories of addiction in rural areas far from treatment are the focus of the latest piece in a year-long 7-day series about opioid addiction by writer Kate O'Neill. The series is called Hooked, and Kate O'Neill joins me now. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, Kate, you follow three different people in this installment of the series. The first is Sierra Lacoste, who has opioid use disorder, and she lives in Enosburg. How has she struggled with access to treatment?
When I was talking to Sierra, she was talking about how she didn't realize even that she was addicted when she was first using opioids. She would get what is called often dope sick. She would have the symptoms of withdrawal, but didn't realize they were from the pills she was taking. And when she finally realized it and wanted to get sober, she was under the impression that going to rehab was like going to juvie, that she would get a record. So she was trying to detox herself, which was unsuccessful. And then ultimately she started going to a hub in Newport, Vermont, which was 40 miles from her home in Enosburg. And as you can imagine, pretty difficult to do. She didn't own a car. And she also, I don't think, knew a lot about sobriety beyond, I want to get off this one specific drug. And as her clinician told her at the hub, people often replace one drug for another when they begin taking MAT, and that is what she did. She wasn't really addressing any of the reasons that she was using in the first place, the sort of loneliness and disconnection, and so she began using cocaine and crack.
And you contrast her access to treatment with her partner, Lacey, who also has opioid use disorder, but their experiences were widely different. Lacey lives in Burlington. How are those two different experiences different?
In Burlington, Vermont, there's pretty good access to public transportation, so Lacey can easily get to the hub. In the beginning of treatment, most people have to go every day, and Lacey's able to easily get to the hub. Sierra still can't get there every day, so she's what's called double dosing. She goes every other day to the clinic, and on the second day, she's starting to have a little bit of withdrawal symptoms. So for everything, there's virtually nothing in Enosburg. If there's something, it's going to be 20 miles away in St. Albans. And even then, there's no sober housing for women in all of Franklin County, Vermont.
Transportation is sort of a common theme in this piece. Can you tell us about Dave Bishop, who gives rides to people in rural areas who are seeking treatment?
Yeah, so Dave and Jan Bishop's daughter has opioid use disorder, and at one point she was using a ride service called ACTR, Addison County Transportation Resource in Addison County, and they started volunteering, driving people. So if you are on Medicaid in Vermont, you're eligible for rides to medical appointments. You know, so that could be somebody who's elderly or disabled, but it also, about 30% of the people he drives have opioid use disorder, and there's no clinic at all. There's no hub in Addison County, so he drives people up to Burlington or down to Rutland, depending where they live in Addison County.
You know, you're going to Enosburg and Addison County and Wilmington, places further away from treatment hubs. But throughout, I mean, I just noticed the sort of common experience of stigma remaining around addiction. I mean, how does that stigma manifest itself in the stories that you told in this piece?
The third story that I tell in the 7 Days article is about the town of Wilmington, Vermont, where, you know, Windham County had the highest number of people in the state who died from opioid overdoses last year. And two of those deaths occurred in the Deerfield Valley. And after that happened, the town really came together and began addressing what it could do to support people with addiction in that community. But before that, there was a lot of stigma. And I talked to a woman named Cheryl Rusin, whose son died. He was one of the two people who overdosed last June within 10 days of each other. You know, she talked about the stigma that she experienced and that her son experienced as well, and reaching out to her community and people, you know, either not knowing what to do, not knowing how to help her and support her and her son, or just looking the other way. I think there are 8 of 10 people with opioid use disorder who are not in treatment, who need it. So there's just a huge number of people who aren't being reached. So people like Dave and Jan Bishop who are providing rides, or people like a community who are no longer looking the other way and saying to their neighbors, you know, we love you and we see you and what can we do to help? I do think that that's everything. And, you know, hearing Cheryl talk about what she experienced in that town before her son died and what she's experiencing now, I think that would have made a real difference for her and her family.
Kate O'Neill is the writer behind a year-long series about the opioid crisis in Vermont. It's called Hooked. Kate, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.